Thank you for contacting Alt Max Health. My name is Nas. May I please get the zip code and the first and last name on the account you're calling into?
The zip code is, what is the zip code? It is 33619. It's Tampa, Florida. The name on the account is Kenneth Martin. Basically, I ordered this back in June. It was invoiced to my credit card on June the 30th. That was a transaction in post date. I have not received any product, and it's going on 2 months. Patients.
All right, sir.
So all I got was a little package with a bunch of little slips talking about the slightly powdery coating on the soft gels. Being a blooming effect that happened during manufacturing of the shell, the gelatin shell. It doesn't affect blah, 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 blah. But that's all I got.
You didn't actually get the product?
No, I never got the product.
Wow. All right, sounds like a shipping issue. Could you confirm your shipping address for me, please?
The shipping address is 9270 Bay Plaza Boulevard, Suite 640, Tampa, Florida, 33619.
I appreciate that.
It looks like you shipped this here. I got the invoice of this. It looks like you shipped this little thing. It was just on July 16th.
Hmm.
But I never got any product, actual product.
I understand.
All I got is this envelope. It's like package envelope. And that, you know, with these little slips in, I guess to give the people so they don't freak out about the powder. Okay, one of them. In the meantime, we are distributing inserts because it's may not want to pause. Okay, but I never actually got the product.
Right. Now, I'm just having a little trouble. Let's see. In the first and last name was Kenneth Martin, correct?
Right. Kenneth Martin. It's a doctor's office. It might be under Ken Martin, D-O-L-L-C.
Okay.
The email address of record is drkenmart2@verizon.net. Dr. Ken Martin 2 at verizon.net is the email you have.
Okay. Let's see.
Actually, I think I ordered it online. I
okay.
talked to your CEO before I ordered.
Okay. Let's see.
She was going to take the order, but I went ahead and did it online.
Right.
My credit card was charged. I'm looking at my Visa card statement right now. And it shows.
You said it was just. This is strange. Do you have an order number by any chance, sir?
Order number. Okay, let me see what. Let me look. Okay, would that be on the. Okay, so June the 30th, Omax Health. Reference number. There's a reference number on the credit card thing.
Oh, no, not the reference number, sir. It would be like something you would have received in your email.
Something I received in the email. Okay, the only thing. Okay, so here's view order items in this shipment. Omax 3 blooming inserts. Well, inserts to patients. That's the only thing I've received. Let me see.
Okay.
That's, it looks like that's it. Let me.
This is really strange. I'm not locating an account here. Could you spell that email out for me one more time?
drkenmart, the number 2@verizon.net.
Verizon?
Verizon.net, right. Correct. I've been a distributor for a long time. I get the products at the show,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the shows, and sometimes I order them online.
And you said it was K-E-N-M-A-R-T?
Mm-hmm.
M is a mother?
Kenmart 2. D-R, Kenmart 2 at Verizon.net.
This is really strange. D-R, all right, I'm going to spell it back to you. I'm sorry. D-R-K-E-N, M as in mother, A-R-T, 2, at Verizon.net.
Correct.
Not pulling anything with that. Would it be under a different email address?
Well, let me see which ones you guys sent me to here. Let me pull up the emails I didn't get. Don't tell me you send a product to somebody else. Nothing would surprise me nowadays. Let's see. It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack because you get so many friggin' emails. Order Pro. Okay, your order has shipped. Your OMAX wholesale Porter order is on the way. But then it just has that. View your order or visit store.
Okay. Could you click view your order for me, please? Maybe give us that order number.
Order number is number PRO, capital letters, dash, 2025. Here's a UPS tracking number, but I got that package. All it had was those little inserts.
Okay.
It was just basically an envelope, a fluffy.
Right. This is strange. You don't have an order ID. Let's see. I'll just try searching that first and last name again.
Maybe I should log into my account. I hate logging in because it's another friggin' password.
I have an account here, but the last time there was a shipment was on 2018, so I know this isn't it.
No. Yeah. And that's because I've been buying it at the shows, at the A4M conventions.
And that address again?
What's that?
What was that address again?
The address where my office address?
Yeah, the address it'd be shipped to.
9270 Bay Plaza Boulevard, Suite 640, Tampa, Florida, 33619. Let's see. Shipment, July 21st, revive and refresh. Spray on stuff. I can delete that. Shipment.
My last name was Martin.
What's that?
The last name was Martin.
M-A-R-T-I-N, right. Okay, I got a notice here. Your order has shipped. Okay, here's another order number, and here it is. Okay, OMAX 3 Professional Strength case of 12 times 2, two cases. It was order number PRO-1985. That supposedly shipped on June the 30th, but I never got it. I'm looking at the email right now.
1955?
Yep. 1985.
Oh, that's a strange number. All right, let's see.
And here's the invoice. OMAX 3, professional strength, two cases of 12, discount, Martin 20, blah, 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 subtotal, blah, 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 $1,994, and the total thing was $479.62. Customer information. Okay, so Kenneth Martin, and then underneath Kenneth Martin has the name of the office practice. It's Ken Martin, capital D, capital O, then LLC, all capital letters. That's the name of the practice. And that same as the shipping and billing address, same. Okay, the office address is the same. Shipping method, ground shipping, 7 to 10 days. Visa card ending 6807.
6807?
Right, it's the last four digits. You want me to forward you this?
Let's see.
Thank you for your purchase. Well, where is it?
Right.
This is Monday, June 29th, so it shipped out. Then I got an email the very next day on June the 30th that it shipped out.
Could I get those last four digits
again? I never
again?
Got that. What I did get was the little package inserts.
And can I get those last four digits again, please?
Of what?
The card that was charged?
The card you charged was 6807.
All right.
You have any questions, reply to this email or contact us at sales. Okay, so you want me to shoot you an email or not?
I mean, you could, but I'm definitely here to help you, sir. So it was 6807.
6807 is the last four digits of the...
I'm sorry, I'm just going to confirm one more time. 6807, and it's a Kenneth.
Card.
Yeah.
And it's under Kenneth Martin. It's not under the LLC. It's a personal card that I charge it to.
So it's under your name?
Yeah, it's under Kenneth Martin.
Okay.
And the billing address is actually different.
What's the billing address?
505 Hickory Lake Drive, Brandon, Florida.
Okay.
I got a whole bunch of patients not asking for the product, and I don't have it.
Right, no. I'm trying to get that shipped out to you. That's all I'm trying to do. I just need to locate that account. Yeah, that's all I'm trying to help you do is get that shipped out.
Oh, you're going to ship another one out?
Yeah, I'm going to just have another one shipped out.
You're going to send me the email, too, so I can look for it?
Yes, sir. As soon as I get this.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking like maybe something happened because of this COVID crap. A lot of everything's turned into pumpkins.
I understand.
So a lot of stuff has been closed up.
Yeah, I have another account. Again, it's pretty old. It's not active, I don't think.
What's that?
I have two accounts. I was able to locate two accounts, but neither one is active.
What the?
Yeah, they have this one was the order, the last order on this account was, let's see. Yeah. This is on 2016. Here.
Oh,
I'm going to.
The account is all screwed up.
Yeah, it looks like there's some mix-ups here.
Took the money.
Right. And Kenneth is K-E-N-N-E-T-H.
Pardon?
Kenneth is K-E-N-N-E-T-H.
Correct.
And you don't have any like just normal no, order numbers with no letters or like hyphens or anything. Just. And where did you order the product from?
I ordered it online.
Yeah, but like, did you
I
order it through
talked to your team.
Amazon?
No, I did not order off Amazon. You can't order professional strength on Amazon.
Yeah,
You
that's
can
true.
only what?
I said that's true.
You can only get the regular one.
Right. So funny. Yeah, these emails I have on file are KMDOLLC@verizon.net and then at Dr. Ken
That's
Mark.
another, that's the same email address. That
Okay.
one's linked to the Dr. Ken Mart one. So I don't know which, so that's the same exact email address. It would, if you send it to either one, it would come to the same email. So the Dr. Ken Mart 2 is a sub account of the KMDOL. L.
Okay. It's just that this one is saying that the last order was on. The last order was the wholesale show that was on 2018. That's out of date. Oh,
I
man.
think I changed it. Well, whatever. Because when you log in, when was the last time I logged in? Such a pain in the ass to log in. I have to go through all these friggin' hurdles. Everybody has to have a freaking login thing. Well, today's day and age, everybody's. Hacking accounts and everything.
All right.
Let me see how I can just log in this account here. Omax Pro, new formula, blah, blah, blah. June the 29th, June the 30th, your order has shipped. View your order, visit our store. Okay.
What happens when you click view order?
Wholesale portal, log in. Okay, I have a wholesale account. And let me see if I can log in right now. Okay, so it looks like it pulls up two different email addresses, but they're essentially the same. I don't know why I changed it. Whatever. But it's just one is a sub account for the other. It's just a thing for remembering the account. Let's see. I'm on two different computers here, so bear with me. Incorrect email or password. What the freak is going on here? Don't tell me my thing was hacked. Omax Health. This is what I hate about ordering online. Everything is. I should have just let her put the order through. I don't know if that's supposed to be. Are these things case sensitive? Passwords case sensitive?
Yeah, I believe so.
So I don't know if this is supposed to be a capital or a small. Try capital this time. still not letting me in. God damn it. Welcome to the OMAX wholesale portal. Okay, so email address is how you log in. I'll try the KMDO one. Ridiculous. The simplest thing nowadays is like incredible hassles. You can't do anything anymore without a hassle. Okay, it's not letting me in that one either. Okay. Let's try again with the capital letters. Unless my password was hacked and changed. Not letting me in either email address and the password that I have written down for this. I obviously logged in before and it let me.
Right. In. Understand, sir. Let's see. You don't have any other email addresses that you might want to try or anything like that?
Well, when I go to the convention, I mean, the only other email address that could have been used would have been the Yahoo one, but I don't use that one because there's too much spam on it. It gets there's probably 100,000 emails on it. If I don't look at it, there's like 10,000 a day that comes in, and they filter it, and then they filter everything into the spam. I mean, it's worthless.
Okay.
So I mean, I could go to it, but that's the email address that the A4M convention has for me. But this is my business email address for the practice. And I use the product in my practice. That's it. I can't find this anywhere here. Where else would I keep passwords? This is this.
Okay, so it sounds like my supervisor, I just asked him what I should do to help you, and it sounds like the best thing for you to do, because it sounds like your account's been locked, to email OMAX Health. Like, and I have their email address right here. It's just OMAX. It's care at omaxhealth.com. They should actually be able to help you get into your account and get any issues with your account cleared out.
I had an incredible hassle setting it up the last time to make the order, and it finally got set up. It was like, it made me go through all these cartwheels, and then they finally freaking did it, processed the order, and sent me an email back, and I thought everything was finally okay, and now it's not. Let's see. I'm moving through my, I got all these passwords. God damn, every vendor. This. Okay, that's for that. Later on my apps. No, not that. So I have to set up yet another account?
No. Just to get your account unlocked. If you email care at omaxhealth.com, they can get your account unlocked.
Not sales at omaxhealth.com, right?
No, it's care.
Care. How's that again?
Okay.
C-A-R-E?
C-A-R-E.
C-A-R-E.
Mm-hmm.
At Omax Health?
Yes, sir.
Miss the old days where you can just order something on the phone.
Yeah, I think the reason I can't pull it is because I think the number that you call, yeah, that you're calling through, like, this isn't, I don't know if I can help with wholesale calls, sir. But If you go to them, they should be able to help you a lot more than I can.
So what's the wholesale number? They didn't answer.
I don't know. It might be that I think they close after 6. I'm not sure.
Okay, so I have to. Okay, so that's what's probably the problem. I'm calling the. This is the retail line, or is
Yes,
this?
sir.
Okay, so yeah, I'm a wholesale customer.
Okay.
So you couldn't even sell me the stuff anyway. You have to get that. You could only get the regular formula.
Yes, sir. If you want, I could get you the wholesale number. And but you did do you
Yeah,
have it already? It sounds like you say you already have it,
I
right?
tried to call up and they said they're not in the office. Let me see
Yeah.
if I got the same number for
Yeah, they're
wholesale.
closed.
Is it 1-855-978-68? No, 6615. Is that the wholesale number?
The wholesale number is 323-982-8135, but they're closed. Like I just was confirmed by my supervisor, they're closed.
So what's the wholesale number? 323 what?
Yeah, 323-982-8135, and I'd recommend calling them tomorrow.
Okay, 323.
239-82-8135.
Well, we just wasted a lot of time for both of us.
I'm so sorry, sir. I really did think I could help you. I apologize for that.
Okay, so what time are they open on Saturday?
They should be. You just have to call them, I think before 6.
Before 6, what time?
6, Central Time. Oh, no, they close on 3 Central Time.
What's that?
3 p.m. 3 p.m. Call before 3 p.m. Central Time.
Pacific? Aren't you in the Pacific?
We're in Pacific, we just close by Central Time. The company is located in Pacific, but the call center goes by Central Time.
Okay, so this is the call center.
Oh, no, we're in Maine. Sorry.
So this is
Like the.
wholesale. This is the wholesale call center.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'll play with this and see why I can't get logged in. All right. Sorry to
Okay.
waste time here. I don't have much of that, but
Yes, sir.
all right. You sound like you have a lot more
Well,
time
thank you
than I
for.
do. Okay,
Yes,
bye.
sir, I apologize. Thank you for contacting customer support. I hope you have a wonderful day.